ball spark. You want good words? Data Languager.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Kalk with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP!
It occurred to me earlier this summer that I'm approaching my 20th, what do you call that?
From being
reunion
out?
From yeah. being out of high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, 20 years? Are you kidding me? That'd be next spring, and because I started getting messages on my, someone formed a group yeah. of all of us and about trying to plan something big for like a reunion type thing. And a lot of people are on board. A lot of people like me are like,
You don't want to go?
Do people really want to see this dad bod as compared to the...
You have to go. It's 20 years. Yeah.
Anyways, back to my point. I didn't play basketball in high school. I'm a big fan of all sports. I played baseball. We went to two state tournaments in baseball. And I remember the Thursday games. We didn't have a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
I know sports are different. We didn't have a lot of nerves the Thursday games. And we consistently beat whoever we played pretty good. It was the Friday games, the semifinal games. We were always real tight and nervous, I think, because you know why? We always played our rival, Weatherford.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was like, God, we got to play them. And, you know, we knew each other, and we knew how, you know, and it was always a tight game, and we never got by it. That, the 2 years that I went, we both lost, so we didn't get to the state championship game.
Would
have been nice. But the experience, though, was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The experience of the big house is awesome.
Where do they play them at for baseball?
Well, back then it was Shawnee, and Shawnee still hosts some. I know there are times, I think the smaller schools, especially fall, they play at DeLisi Park over there, Putnam City area. And then the finals, regardless of, I think every final now has been shifted to Bricktown.
Got it.
And that was cool last year. We talked about bucket list, and I didn't mention that. I thought the first time I experienced Bricktown in baseball with high school, especially at championship level, was last fall when Canute played Fort Cobb for the fall championship. I thought, man, is Bricktown too big for this event? Should they just kept it at DeLisi, you know, or wherever? Nah, it's really cool because I thought, man, this ballpark's too big for these kids. It's too spread out for the fans. No, it was
awesome.
Awesome. And awesome to call a game, you know.
Oh, yeah.
From there. That's one of those, and I mentioned it too way back then. I was like,
I got to add this to
one
my
of those,
list.
One of those bucket list things right there. I got to call a game, at least in a minor league park. That's pretty cool. Next up, go over to Globe Life in Arlington and call a game from there. years down the road. Anyways, but I'm excited about the high school season. I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. And speaking of which, and we'll I guess we could jump into that. Speaking of high school seasons, a lot of high school seasons will start in some form or fashion next week, Monday, Tuesday. I know Monday, speaking of football, fall camp starts for the high school guys. So they'll get that going, get ready. And, you know, outside of the 7-on-7 camps that I've seen a lot of over the summer and other camps that other kids are going to. But as far as team activities are concerned, I believe they get the green light on Monday to get it going.
It's here for sure. And I know like Jolie and them, she'll be a senior over at Hammond, and they really haven't had a summer. I mean, like they had a little bit off. Like you can have a week or two off for vacation, but it's back your nose to the grindstone and two-a-days. And I know they're in Elk City Camp League and that kind of stuff. So,
and you're talking softball.
Yeah, softball. Yep.
Fast pitch softball.
I think they start on the 10th, which is the Tuesday of next week. So it's here. I feel like summer was come and gone.
Oh,
and
summer always flies by.
I feel like last year it didn't, but this year I'm like, dang, I just blinked and I slept for 3 months.
Well, you know why? We weren't locked down. We were able to go do some things.
You know, like we were free again.
It was, You know, my family had a vacation and it just felt
a little bit normal.
We were active more this summer than last summer, and I think that's how America is right now. Everyone's more active right now. It's sick of being cooped up, but that's another topic for another political show.
Yes.
But I agree with you. Summer flies by, and you mentioned your sister and Hammond, and a lot of small school softball starts this week. or excuse me, next week. Mm-hmm. A lot of them right here in Elk City, Elk City Festival.
Yep.
Hosting Elk City, hosting a lot of area teams. I'd have to pull it up to look to see who's in it. I know Canute's in it. You said Hammond's in it.
Yep.
I know Clinton's Laverne. In it. There are all kinds of different levels of schools, but great competition. So encourage people to go out and check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have not been to the Viplex here in Elk City, you're missing out. It is.
They have a nice place out there.
I've been told with obviously the turf, mm-hmm. the setup, everything, it's one of the top in the state. And I've been told that not just by like people who live across the street from it. I mean, I've been told that this past spring and summer, obviously my kid played in the Kids Inc. over there. Yeah. So I'm over there a lot. But I have friends or had friends in Oklahoma City come out. They had a team for one of the tournaments from Oklahoma City, one of those athletic teams.
Yeah.
Come out, and they're blown away.
Oh, yeah.
They're blown. And I was like, you guys are in the city. Surely you have. I was like, not like this.
No. I really think that a lot of us small town people are like, kind of we expect it. We expect it to be nice and everything, and we don't realize how blessed we are that these small communities really show out with their facilities and stuff. Like,
and we're not singling out just Elk City. Elk City does a great job of what they've done, and not just the Fiveplex, but Ackley Park.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things.
Beautiful facilities. The football field is well maintained. Yeah. I cannot rave about that enough. And but it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. And that shows how important it is, how high school athletics, how important it is to those communities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just go find a game. First, I just got a message. I know Canute hosts a game on Thursday night, next week.
Nope, they're already correcting us.
No. I mean, the festival is like Monday, Tuesday. Or,
oh, okay.
So. But they.
That Thursday.
I guarantee. And I know when Canute's hosting a game because when I go home. And I look over at the four-way stop, and I look over at the post office, and there's this car just overflowing.
Oh, yeah.
Parked. Like, home game.
Yep.
Home game.
They're playing at home.
Yeah. And it's important to small schools. I love it. I love that we got a season last year.
We
maneuvered the whole COVID situation, and it looks like this year is going to be fine. And we're going to have a season, and we were talking about, again, the bucket list stuff. Which is cool. Hammond's going back to the birth of Frank Teague. I mentioned that tournament.
I'm not going to lie. When Jolie told me that, I was like, really? I'm jealous. Like, we went, let's see, when we were juniors, we went. It's a great tournament.
I went too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there, yeah.
17, 18 year, yeah. That tournament, by the way, I've said this back then, and I stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
That performance in that tournament with that team told me, this is a state tournament team.
Yep.
This is one of the best teams in Class B because the way they showed out at Ada at the birth of Frank Teague. Mm-hmm. It's very telling that tournament. That tournament, I believe it was not played last year because of COVID. Getting that back. I know Hammond's going, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it is a really big deal, and I know we all thought on that ball team that was our turning point.
That's what I said.
You're up there with all these types of teams that you never see. Big school competition. They all think you're this small fish in a big pond. And when you get up there and make some waves, they're like, oh, dang, this is a contender. And you really get that confidence level. So I'm really excited for this group of kids on that Hammond Lady Warriors team to get to go. It's a great experience on a big stage. And I think that they just need that notch on their belt for some confidence. So it should be fun.
Looking forward to getting the 5-county back.
Yes. That's always
missed out on that one last year. We're looking forward to get that back because me and Aaron talked about that yesterday, how awesome that is. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that Saturday on that one. That is, I'd say, replicating the state tournament feel.
Oh, yeah.
When you get down to the finals of that Saturday night, the gym is packed, mm-hmm. whatever gym it may be.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's the best gym with the best air conditioning in there. It's still packed. You're still sweating.
Yes.
It's awesome. I just love the feeling. It's awesome. But looking forward to getting everything back, and it starts with football season coming up on BigElkTV.com versus Pampa, Texas. First game is a Friday night game.
Yeah, the
27th. And the next game is a Thursday night game on the road back in Oklahoma City. Versus Southeast. You realize we got to go to Guymon this year? Look forward to that trip.
Yay. That's not a fun drive whatsoever.
No. You know when I go to Guymon? No. When I have to go to Guymon.
Why do you go to Guymon?
for football games or to cover.
See, I
nothing
you.
Against Guymon. It's a great town. It's just
it's a one-way, 3-hour drive.
Hard to get there. Yeah. It's just a long drive, and we get to do
but
it.
But that just means more fun in the car with Kenton.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not enthusiastic at all, right. But I'll take it.
Okay. Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, KADS Elk City, KSIW Woodward. Jared Athos sitting in for Aaron and Kennedy Walker helping me out. A couple things tonight in Ackley Park. Ackley Park activities that are free to the public from 5 to 9 p.m. This is all compliments of ConocoPhillips. This is something they do, I believe, about the every Friday before school gets back into session. The pool will be open. Carousel will be open. Putt-putt. Train rides. They'll have bottled water, hot dogs, snow cones. People of all ages are encouraged to attend that. Also tonight, the block party downtown Elk City. I know that's always a big event. You know what is this weekend, Kennedy?
Is it in the Hammond Rodeo? Or no,
we're not. I would not know. You would? Is that?
Yeah, that's
is that
a
true?
Thing.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Okay, but you know what else is this weekend?
What?
It is No Tax Weekend.
Oh,
and
yes.
I believe that starts today.
Yes, it does.
I believe that starts today. That's on goods like clothes and shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to help out families to get some new clothes for the kiddos.
Yeah, we always think of it like a back-to-school shopping type thing.
Yeah,
you get free
tax
on it.
Yeah, so, and my wife was very smart because we have nothing to do this Saturday. I needed to get my kid a new glove. I realized her glove was too small. So you know what? Let's make a quick day trip to the city on Saturday, get her a glove, we can do some shopping, get lunch, come home. And then she was like, are you crazy? Why? It's No Tax Weekend. It's like, oh, that's perfect, right? It's like, no. It's going to be crowded everywhere we go.
Yep.
Because I was like, let's go to the outlet malls. We can.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
you really were going to do
like,
the whole shebang.
Like, are you crazy? I was like, you know what? That is crazy. We just stay local.
Yeah,
so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the block party tonight, get me some tacos from my boy Santiago. Maybe walk up and down Main Street, hit some shops.
Yeah, why go spend it to the big
and then maybe go over to Ackley Park. I mean, we'll just make a big night of it. Who knows?
Yeah, it'd be great. Big fun night.
Yeah. So encourage everybody to go check that stuff out tonight. And a little later, I'll tell you about some golf tournaments that are coming up. What else can we talk about? Did you watch a Hall of Fame game?
No.
Oh, listen, I asked you if you knew football yet, and you didn't even watch the Hall of Fame game last night.
All right, people. You got to realize, school's about to start back for Kennedy. And,
listen, I watched some of it, and it's the Hall of Fame game, so really, come on. It's not much of a game as much as it is a spectacle, a carnival, if you will, because it's a Hall of Fame game. They interview a bunch of past Hall of Famers, the future inductees of the Hall of Fame. I mean, they celebrate them, and that's what it's about. But there was a game played. The Steelers played the Cowboys. Steelers won 16-3 in what turned into some sloppy, sloppy football. And if you want to call it a defensive game, it was just sloppy at best. Dak Prescott did not play. Big Ben didn't play. So maybe that's why scores were low and defense was able to shine. But no one's pressing the panic button or the celebration button, win or lose this game. I was thinking about this, though. You know, it's the Hall of Fame game. They played in Canton, Ohio, where the NFL Hall of Fame is located.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have this game. And by the way, it was really cool. Aaron pointed this out during his sports report yesterday afternoon. And it was cool to turn on the TV and see. Now, this is where we might get a little political.
Okay.
It was cool to see stands 100% packed. 100% capacity. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's where I have a problem. You just went, oh, no.
Dang it. Okay.
Here's where I had a problem. They would interview past players, okay, who are not playing, obviously, like Drew Pearson.
Okay.
In future inductee, Dallas Cowboy, great wide receiver. He made 88.
Yeah.
Okay. You think of Dallas Cowboys, you think of 88. The number 88 is a sacred number. Anyways, he was the guy.
Okay.
They're talking to him. And I think it was Rinaldi, was right there next to him. I mean, it looked like 2019 again.
Yeah.
Right there next to him, holding the same mic, sharing the same mic. Okay?
Okay.
I'm like, we're past this.
Whew.
We're doing this. And then a little bit later, they're interviewing Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Okay? An active player. And they had the social distancing going. The mic on the pole. Couldn't see the reporter unless the shot was panned back.
So to me, are they just saying you matter, but you don't?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're telling me the active players matter, so we got to keep the social distance. And I get it. There are NFL protocols that they're all. But in theory, isn't the older guy more at risk?
Yes, that's what I would have said. But and here's my thing. I'm a rule person. I'm a rule follower. If you're going to have one rule, just keep it the same way the whole time.
I get it. I totally get it. I thought it was silly. It's just all for show and theater.
Right? It's a lot of theatrics. But
it is.
Fingers crossed, everything is at least somewhat back to normal. Because, I mean, these kids, these NFL players, whatever, they have a job to do.
I'm 38, they're kids, yeah. You're right. Call them kids. You can call them.
What am I supposed to call them?
Pros.
Then? Pros. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I get it. Okay.
Anywho, so that was last night. Again, 16-3. Pittsburgh beats Dallas. Again, no Dak Prescott, dealing with a sore shoulder. Anxious to see him get back and see it. It's not so much his shoulder, but how his ankle works.
Yeah.
So, but you know, everything else. You know, these preseason games. Listen, people knock the preseason games, understandably. I mean, why would anybody pay to go to a preseason game outside the Hall of Fame game? It is beyond me. I would never go pay to go see a preseason game to see guys who are probably going to be cut the next week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no point in that, but
we didn't get preseason last year. So it was – and Mark Rogers on these airwaves says it best. Any day with football is better than a day without. If it's a – Pee Wee football game or the Super Bowl.
it's
a good day. So it was nice to see football back on the television last night. Here's a proposal. Now, stop me if I'm wrong and crazy, and you could text in to be a part of this. I know we have Cowboy fans listening, 580-225-9698. We got NFL fans listening. I love the idea of the Hall of Fame game. Always played in Canton, Ohio, but it's a preseason game, so you get this horrible quality of a show.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, people are paying to go watch this thing. It's a train wreck. It's guys again that are going. I can't say the kicker's name for Dallas, but he had such a bad attempt at a field goal last night. Before that ball even landed, I thought you're cut.
Oh no.
Hunter Niswander. He was 1 for 3 last night. Hit one from 29. But this one that he missed, I think, was around that mark. And he missed it so bad, you could put two goalposts side by side and it still wouldn't have made it.
So you're talking like I could have attempted it better?
I mean, you probably wouldn't have the leg to get it there, but it would have been in line.
Okay.
It was so bad. My point is, why not? Here's my proposal.
Have it after the season?
No.
Okay.
They'd have games in London.
Okay.
Okay? They have regular season games in London.
Okay.
Which is like kicking off like an 8 a.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
Why not have the Hall of Fame game during a regular season game? Designate one regular season game at Canton, Ohio, and make it count.
Well.
Change back the induction of the Hall of Fame to like the middle of the season.
So why do you think that they do it before in preseason?
Not too sure. Because they've always done it like that.
I don't know. That's something to think about.
In the oldies, they don't want to change things.
I'm sure that these NFL and like Hall of Fame coaches are going to listen and be like, oh, I'm going to call Jared Atha. He knows what's going on.
Yeah, I'm hoping. You never know who's listening.
You never know.
We almost had Tony Romo come to our golf tournament. You never know who's listening.
How'd y'all almost swing that?
We didn't. They just signed him up. A team signed up. Turned out he couldn't come.
Darn.
Yeah.
You didn't even get my pun either.
What's that?
How'd you swing that?
Oh, okay.
That's good. Oops.
That's good. You got a future in radio.
Oh, okay.
My point is, make it count. Really celebrate the Hall of Famers and give them a good game instead of that crap fest we got last night.
It makes sense to me.
That's just my opinion. But then again, you would not get anybody to go on board with this because you're taking away money from whoever's hosting a game.
Yeah.
They don't want to give up that game.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, owners do not like going to London.
Probably not.
They don't like the idea. I think it didn't happen, but well, maybe they had one. They're tempted to go down to Mexico City for a game. And I get it. The NFL wants to get more international. I get it. But if you're moving those games, why not designate one game to be at Canton, Ohio, in say, middle of October? Weather can't be that bad by then. Might be nicer. Might be cooler.
Yeah.
And then have a Hall of Fame weekend that particular weekend. Or have a Hall of Fame weekend, what you're doing right now, without a game, and then have the Hall of Fame game later. Mm-hmm. And make the game count where you're getting a quality game on a Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night. Make it prime time and make it where those teams want to be in that game. Like, holy moly, we get to play at Canton. We get to be surrounded by Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it's going to make it a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Not that it already isn't, but just.
So, just my request, my plea. I think it would be something different and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fun, Major League Baseball doing something kind of cool. A week from yesterday, Thursday, next Thursday, they are playing a regular season game, speaking of neutral sites.
Okay.
In Iowa, where they, and I don't know the town, and I'm sure someone would know and they can tell me, where they filmed the movie Field of Dreams.
Oh.
Have you seen Field of Dreams?
No.
So young.
I've heard of it, though.
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come. Do you know the premise of Field of Dreams? Yeah. Well, I don't know how much time we got. Basically, Kevin Costner's character. Kevin Costner's in it.
Okay.
You know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I got to say Yellowstone and you'll know who he is? Okay.
I don't even. Okay. Whatever.
He has a farm in Iowa.
Okay.
Has a field that's cornfield. He's working. He's tending his field, and he hears, "What is? If you build it, they." He hears this whisper, and he's just freaking out, and people think he's crazy. Long story short, he builds a baseball field. I mean, he cuts down the corn, builds a baseball field.
Okay, I think I have seen. Yeah.
And then basically ghosts come of old players from baseball. Shoeless Joe. Everybody comes and plays baseball, and one of them happens to be his dad. He's able to. It's a great story.
Okay.
James Earl Jones is in it, plays a guy named Terrence Mann. Anyways, it's if you're a baseball fan, you'd love this movie. You love this movie. Now the field's still there. It's been kind of like a tourist attraction. People go there, you know, and they can check out the farmhouse that the movie was set in. They can check out the field and all this stuff. And they were going to do this last year. Obviously, they couldn't because of COVID. They're doing it now where they're going to have a baseball game at this field.
Oh, that'll be cool.
And what's cool is that, and I don't know how they're going to do it. Surely they're going to have a fence. But the outfield fence was basically a row of corn.
Yeah.
Okay. obviously, you can't have that.
No.
I mean, a hard line drive is going to be lost into the cornfields.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure they'll have maybe like a chain link fence where you can still see the corn.
Yeah.
But anyways, that is going to be between the White Sox and the Yankees. And they're going to be wearing these throwback uniforms like they did in the movie from like the 1900s. You know, the old days of baseball. So it's going to be on Fox on next Thursday night.
That'll be cool.
You think that's cool?
Yeah.
I love this idea.
I like it too.
I'm hoping Kevin Costner's there. Surely he's there.
Where is this at again?
Iowa.
Maybe. I don't know. He probably has to be a busy schedule to drop down. But
I'm going to Google him. I'm trying to find out exactly where that's at. The movie site.
That would be cool though.
I mean, if you look it up on Google Maps, it is literally, I hate to use this term because everyone describes Western Oklahoma as middle of nowhere. I'm like, come out here. You realize this isn't nowhere. This is somewhere. But this on a map, it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere, Iowa.
Okay.
It's close to Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
It's northeast of Cedar Rapids. I'm not really familiar with, I mean, you're close, almost between Madison, Wisconsin and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But close to the Mississippi River. So
are they allowing like people to come watch? Like, is it a big thing? Like,
oh, I'm going to assume
it's televised.
But I'm looking at pictures of this place. I mean, they're going to have to move in obviously tons of stands if that's the case.
Yeah.
The farmhouse is prevalent in these pictures. And you know it's going to be prevalent in the broadcast. So, you know, you don't want to put stands in front of the farmhouse where you can't see this farmhouse.
No.
And again, there's the outfield is a row of corn. The fence where the fence would be So you're going to think they're going to have to erect a fence, something temporary at least. It's very cool. And I've read about this place. You can actually, the farmhouse is basically like a B&B. You can actually stay in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it'll cost you an arm and a leg, but you can stay in it. And I'm going to guess play baseball on the field.
That sounds super cool.
So that's your homework this weekend. Go watch Field of Dreams.
All right. I can do that.
Cannot believe you have not seen Field of Dreams.
No.
Great movie. Been watching Olympics?
Some, yes.
What have you been watching?
I like the gymnastics part of it.
Okay.
Don't eye roll at me.
Gymnastics. That's not what I watch, but I don't watch any, really. But I will watch tonight, and we'll talk about that coming up next, because there's a big basketball game tonight.
Okay.
Between the U.S., United States, and France. Could be a good one. Let's see here. We got golf tournaments to talk about. Tomorrow there's a golf tournament over in Clinton, the 34th annual Clinton Noon Lions Golf Classic happening on Saturday. 8:30 a.m. shotgun start, and I'm sure there's still time to get a team into this. $260 entry fee. It's a four-person scramble. You can, if there's still holes available to sponsor, it's just going to cost your business $50. And all the proceeds go to benefit the Clinton Noon Lions Youth Activities, which I'm an alum of. I remember playing T-ball when I was a little brat. I was a brat.
I'm not sure.
I only played to get the snow cone at that time. I was.
It sparked your
But
love.
Noon Lions, though, they do a great job with their youth activities, not just T-ball, but all the other stuff that they do, too. If you want to do this for registration, you can contact the Noon Lions at 580-323-0974, 580-323-0974. Also, another golf tournament is happening at Riverside Golf Course in Clinton on August 21st. That is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It is the 8th annual Golf for Kids golf tournament. The Canute Athletic Boosters puts this on to help fund help them fund annually, basically.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Golf tournament. There'll be a Calcutta, a silent auction, 8 a.m. It's a four-man scramble, 8 a.m. registration in Calcutta, 9 a.m. shotgun start. And this helps out like the softball program, baseball, basketball. Canute started a cross-country program and, of course, cheerleading. $400 per team. That equates about $100 a person. And it's limited to the first 36 teams. There are a limited amount of carts available, so sign up soon, quickly, so you can claim a cart. Hole sponsorships are available. You can buy mulligans, all kinds of stuff like that. There's a lot of ways to contact, like four different people to contact here. I'm going to give one number I know because she'll pick up. It's Tracy at 580-515-5439. And you got a couple weeks to sign up for this, but this one always fills up too. I played in it last year and it was packed full of people. So sign up for that one too. I love golfing for a good cause, and those are two good causes right there. So basketball. I know you know that sport.
Hmm.
And I asked you about Olympics, and you're watching gymnastics. But the U.S. men are in the gold medal game tonight at 9:30. Aaron wasn't too much pumped about this.
Why not?
He's not too thrilled. He says it looks like an all-star game.
See, that is my opinion. That's why I don't watch it. Because it's just like...
Well, wouldn't you want to watch a bunch of stars play
so,
at one time? Right?
Sure.
Yeah. And that's what you're going to get tonight. You're going to get the all-stars of the United States and a bunch of familiar NBA names with France.
It'll be a good game.
And the storylines are just... I mean, they're intriguing. France beat the United States earlier in these Olympics. United States have been on a tear since. I think everybody expected that. Everyone expected the United States to get to this point and take on probably France again. And they're probably going to win. But, you know, I'll watch. Because it's a Friday night at 9:30, and what else do I got to do?
Yeah, what else you got to do?
Right? So I'll have it on in the garage as I...
In the garage?
I have a TV in my garage. I like to have a TV in there, and I'll tinker with stuff.
You're just hiding from your kids, aren't you?
No. Okay. It's 9:30. They should be in bed. This is my man area. My point is, how much interest do you think there is? How much do you think people are going to watch?
I mean, I don't think everybody thinks like I do. I mean, I know Aaron agrees to a point, but
I'm in the minority on this one. I am.
I feel like you are, but I mean, that's not normal for that to happen. But anyways,
I'm proud about that.
I think there's going to be a bigger turnout of people watching it than what you probably would think, just because, like you said, it is the U.S. versus France. Like, it's an all-star game. Like you said, there's a bunch of people out there playing. But I just normally see it as it normally looks like an AAU game, and it's just kind of helter-skeltered. Not a lot of – and maybe it's because they make it look so easy that it's just like, man, I don't know if there's a lot of
skills. Intrigue.
Yeah, that's probably the right word for it, but – anyway, it should be good no matter what. But
I don't think you can find a betting line on this, because technically it's – I don't think you're allowed to bet on Olympic sports in Vegas.
Not, no.
And when I'm clicking on it right now, usually you go to ESPN and you click on a game and it'll say who's the favorite and who's not.
Yeah.
This has nothing. But if I were to guess, I would say the U.S. would be favored by 5.
Yeah.
That seem fair?
I would say so. Because they have the revenge factor. They've already been beat by him once.
Well, I mean, France is a very worthy opponent.
Yeah.
You know. And Aaron made a good point yesterday about he would rather have seen Slovenia in this other than over France. And they almost were there because of Luka Doncic. Luka. I just call him Luka. Just like I call him Giannis. I can't say his last name.
Okay.
I can't do it. But Luka, he basically carried that Slovenia team on his back,
yeah,
and they were down to the last possession for a chance to win that thing and came up short. He said that would have been more intriguing, to the point where, this is Aaron, because of that storyline. And I think it would have been more intriguing to have Slovenia in this over France, to the point where I would almost be rooting for him. Is that unpatriotic of me?
I would say so, yes, to an extent, but I get, like, the underdog factor. Like, you had that, like, you're
right,
saying.
People love the underdog.
Yeah. You can't they help had a heck of a run.
I don't even know. I don't even know if Slovenia has ever been in the Olympics, much less made it all the way to a game away from the gold medal game. And then if they had won that game, the underdog, the Rudy, you know, the underdog of me would have been, I kind of wonder, because I don't really like a lot of these guys on the United States team. But they are still Americans, and I'm still going to root for them.
You feel like it's your, like, you're obligated to root for them because, again, that's your country or whatever. But I get, like, the underdog, it pulls at your heartstrings. You think, oh, man, they did all of that.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to win now. Like, I get it.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it could be a total disaster, being the U.S. just drums them and wins by 30, and it's not even entertaining.
No.
So as far as entertainment value is concerned, this game tonight I think could be very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Because of everything that we mentioned earlier with all the All-Stars on the floor.
Yep.
So that's why I'll watch, because of the entertainment value I think is ratcheted up a little bit.
So you're telling me Friday night at 9:30, you're going to be locked in your garage watching this?
The doors will be up. Should be a nice night.
In your lawn chair?
I got to fix the sprinkler. So I'm going to take it apart and try to fix it, and I'll have a game on. Okay. That's how attentive I'm going to be to it. Now, don't kid yourself. If this was any more of intriguing to me, I'd sit down with a bucket of popcorn and watch it and turn my phone on silent.
Okay.
But this is how much Olympics I've watched. You can't see it on radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Yeah.
Zero. So that's how much attention I'm going to give it.
Yeah.
Is just a little bit of attention, background noise. I glance at it, maybe stop, see what the score is, and then go find the screwdriver I was looking for. That's how much attention I'm going to give it. So, but it will be on. Which is saying something if you know me in these Olympics this year.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a big fan of all the other stuff that was happening. So I've turned it off. I haven't even turned it on. But this intrigues me because it's something to watch. So should be interesting. And then I think when this is done and our boys come home, I think we're going to see a lot of movement free agent-wise. A lot of people aren't talking about it because they think there's nothing to talk about. But Kawhi Leonard hasn't signed with anybody. I know he opted out of his deal. He had the player option with the Clippers, probably to get a more solid contract with the Clippers. That's that's the common thing that happens there. But, you know, Chris Paul did the same thing, and he quickly re-signed, quickly restructured a deal with Phoenix. Kawhi Leonard has not. We don't know about Dame Lillard. He's on this U.S. team. I think Kawhi's waiting on Dame. So I think we're going to see a lot of free agent movement as soon as these guys get back, as soon as this game's over, when that first domino drops. People think free agency is done after the first night. It's not. Mm-mm. So, and I'm not suggesting this, but as far as how this connects with Oklahoma City, do you know the only team that can offer Kawhi Leonard the max right now? Who can afford it?
Who?
Oklahoma City. I'm not suggesting that's going to happen. So that's why everyone thinks there's nothing going to happen. But Kawhi Leonard's an odd duck.
Yeah.
He's an odd guy. So I'm not saying he's going to wind up in Oklahoma City, but I don't think the Clippers are 100% locked just yet. And that's good for Oklahoma City because they own a lot of Clippers picks. If he were to opt out of the Clippers completely and leave, and then the Clippers are subpar with a stacked West. I mean, look what the Lakers just got.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're old, but they're still very talented. Utah's going to be in the mix. Phoenix is going to be in the mix. Who knows what's going to happen with Portland? Dallas is going to be salty. So my point is, if he were to opt out and go somewhere else, and the Clippers are bad or okay or subpar or just middle of the road, and like I said, based off that Paul George trade, Oklahoma City is going to own a lot of picks.
Yeah.
We want Clippers to be bad. So really watch that. I think the longer it goes where Kawhi Leonard has not re-signed with the Clippers, the better news it is for Oklahoma City in that regard.
Yeah.
Based on owning their picks. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, that's me.
That's your food for thought.
That's my food for thought. Anything else on your mind?
Honestly, no. I mean, that never really happens.
Empty cavern?
That never happens, but now I'm just sitting here, happy to be here, chatting with you.
All right. Ready? Just getting it in your head, ready for football?
Oh, yeah. Wheels are turning.
It's going to be great.
It's
going to be fun.
I went to Academy the other day, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to get some more white and brown.
You go. We can get you some brown. We can get you some of that. By the way, speaking of Big Oak TV and particularly Paragon TV, if you know of anybody who wants to come help us out, we do have openings. I'm talking to you, Kennedy. I'm talking to anybody else listening. Yeah. If you know of anybody who has any kind of – or who wants to get their foot in the door in sports broadcasting, to me this is a great opportunity.
It really is. Speaking from a 20-year-old standpoint
Let's go with that angle because you did – you were on this broadcast – first year, well, we brought you in the state tournament a year before last, and you knocked it out of the park.
They fell in love with me.
you knew the sport. You know the atmosphere. It was a perfect fit for everybody involved. And then we took a risk. I mean, we'll call it what it is. We're like, you know what? Let's see if she wanted to do sideline.
Yeah.
You know, she probably doesn't know the sport, but maybe she can learn it. Mm-hmm. You know? So we brought you in, and you did great. On the sideline. Kept you on with basketball at Hammond. And so going from that angle, you came in very green. And a lot of people think, well, I can't do that. I don't know what – I love basketball, but I don't know how to broadcast. Did you know how to broadcast when you came in?
No, I had no clue. I just knew that I can talk to that wall, and I knew what I was talking about and confident in it. So my advice is if you know the sport, you know what you're talking about, it's going to flow and it's going to be fine. I mean, the people, and even if you mess up or people, what am I trying to say? They relate to normal. They relate to everyday.
Absolutely they do.
So I really think that if you're kind of iffy or scared about it, don't be. I mean, you're going to be great. But my main thing is take risks. I mean, this has put me in a really great position with, I know a lot of people, these guys over here at Paragon have been nothing but great to me. And I'm just so happy that they took that chance on this young 20-year-old girl. But it has been great. And I think there's like, what, 2 or 3 schools that they've got. So if you have any inkling of an interest, come on out, message somebody. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, you know, reach out to us. Give us a call here at the studios, 580-225-9696. Come by the studios. Hey, you know, I want to talk about broadcasting. We'd love to have you. And again, we're not just going to throw you to the fire. It might feel like that at times, but we're going to, you'll have training. And this is, trust me, I'm in my 12th year of broadcasting and I'm still learning.
Yeah. And,
but that's could be said about any profession, right?
Yeah. I mean,
if you're willing to do it, if you're willing to learn,
yeah.
My point is, no one's perfect, and you're going to learn this as you go on. And I'm not perfect, and I'm still learning things about broadcasting and trying to add elements and stuff. It's not intimidating. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a ton of fun. I mean, especially if you're a sports person, you're around it all the time. And I think the learning aspect of it, that's kind of what intrigues me the most, because there's never like a stopping point with it. You're always going to get better every day. You learn something new. You can change it up, make it fun, make it your own. And in aspects of being thrown into the fire, I was super scared the first time I went on air. I remember Sean was sitting there with me, and he's like, "Nah, you got it, sis." Our headphone broke, so I had to go by myself at Sentinel. And he couldn't even listen, so he couldn't talk at all. And I know that was killing Sean to not be able to talk. But it went fine. It was great. And, I mean, I remember being at where were we at for regionals for the girls? I was sitting there FaceTiming you because I had so many problems.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Like, ugh. So if you think that you're going to be thrown in the fire, well, you're not. They're going to help you.
There is a support system here, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, when we'll help you out. But if you're interested in doing something like this, we would love to have you come talk to us. You know, when the season's fastly approaching, like you said, basketball opportunities are there for just the basketball-only schools, but we do have an opportunity for merit. And to do football and basketball for the Merritt Oilers and Oilerettes. And again, we're not going to throw you to the fire. There'll be training involved and just, you know, basic computer knowledge and equipment knowledge is, you know, not a must, but it's preferred. And if you think you can't do it, well, challenge yourself.
Yeah.
And you'll have fun. And by the way, it is a pain gig. So, and it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of
fun.
We
mentioned the basketball stuff. That's my favorite thing, is going to away gyms.
Yeah.
And trying their concession stand.
Oh, yeah. It's always the food with you.
It is. Hey, we got to go. Thanks for everybody for tuning on in. Thank you, Kennedy, for helping me out.
No problem. It
really does help. It really does. We'll be back Monday. Take care.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.